Learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Chav Gimel Medeis. The sugya here has a story about two kahanim that were running up the kevesh to get the Chumas Hadeshen. Whoever gets first gets the Chumas Hadeshen. One of them won, and the other one took out a knife and stabbed him in the heart. Terrible story. And the Gemara says that Reb Tzadik was Amen on the Malas Ha'ulam, and he said, Achein Ibn Yisrael Shimu, Hareyu Oymek Yimatze Chol Ba'adam Vetsiz Nechem Shiftecha. If you find a corpse that was killed, so there's a din of Egla Rufa. So Anu, Amila Avi Egla Rufa, who should bring the Egla Rufa? Le'ira Le'azaris is the city of the Azaris. So Gemara asks, what did he mean? Yushlaim doesn't bring Egla Rufa because there's 10 things said about Yushlaim, and one of them is doesn't bring an Egla Rufa. And also, Egla Rufa is, and we don't know who the Ritzayach is, and here we know who the Ritzayach is. So Gemara says he just said it, Laharvis V'Bechiyah. He didn't really mean there should be Egla Rufa. Now, there's an interesting shaila about Egla Rufa with this Gemara's Negeya too. The Minchas Chinuch has the shaila, it's already discussed before, but when man started from the Minchas Chinuch at the end of the Mitzvah Tavka Flam, the Mitzvah of Egla Rufa, he says, and a suffix is interesting. What if you find the corpse in a city? Egla Rufa normally is outside of the city, and you go and you measure which city is the closest city. What if it's inside the city? So if in this sugya, it's mashma at least, even inside the city, you'd bring an Egla Rufa, because the Gemara only had a problem. It's Neid Miikol. The Gemara had a problem that it's Yushalayim. Why didn't the Gemara say it's inside the city? So he says, not mamash mukhif, because he could say, maybe who within the Gemara could ask that? The whole thing was only Laharbis Bechiyam. But Taisus discusses it. Taisus says, anyway, what was the shayla of the ear in the Azaris? The Azaris in that city. That's mashma, that he had this problem, but he didn't mention the problem that it's inside of a city. Now, in the Kaimitz Mincha there, where he added Hagoyis to the Minchas Chinuch afterwards, he says, in the Yad David, there's a Sefer Yad David from David's Insight, that brings us, he brings it really from an earlier Sefer called the Machne Yehuda. Early Sefer, like 300 years ago, a guy in Sfardi, that Mamish brings this Raya, he's discussing, because he wants to answer Taisus Kasha. Taisus had a Kasha. The Gemara in Bava Basra has a thing about if you hold that Raiv Vakariv, you go bust the Raiv, so why here do you go bust the Kariv? And the Gemara says it's too bad to know other cities around. So Taiz wanted to know, so what's in the Gay Yushalayim, Yushalayim? There are other cities around. So he says maybe it's in Yushalayim. That's only a shal if it's next to Yushalayim. Right? If it's in the city, then it would bring an Egla Rufa, even if there are other cities that are Raiv. But that would only be if you bring an Egla Rufa, if it's found in the city. So they discussed with the Machnu, they brought a raya from this Gemara Numa, Mamish this raya that you see in the city also would bring an Egla Rufa. Neli was able to answer Taisus Kasha that the case of Yushalayim is too much in the city. So the Magia there in the Machnu Huda brings that the Abar Benel on the Torah and Parsha Shaftim, most of the Ralbag, is Mefarshim, they say, no, Dafkam, that the Medaik the Pasuk, it says, Ki Matze Chol Ba'adama Neifel Ba'sodeh. It's Neifel in the field. What's that a field? The field means it's not a city. The Vavanel brings it, he says, Chazal say it. It's a Chay Vei Shver. It's not in the Gemara that we have. But good, but both the Vavanel and their Obag, Neman, that has to be outside of the city. If it's in the city, that's not Neifel Masada. The Medaik in the Pasuk. Neifel Masada. And the Machni Yehuda, as a kasha, and then from our sugya, and the Yadav, it says that Lamaisa, Chazal is Mamayim from Sadev Loitzaf Alpnei Mayim. That if the corpse is floating in the water, it's not called the Sadev. And the Yishalmi is Mamayim, if you find the corpse on a bed, it's not called the Sadev. So that sounds like a Mayim. So Kolshkein, if it's in the ear, it's not called the Sadev. The Yishalmi is talking about if it's outside of the city, but it's on the water, you might think it's also called Sadev. Kamashmal, it's not called Sadev. If it's on a bed, it's not called Sadeh. But if it's Mamish in the city, it's B'chol Mat Sadeh. So the Adav is also Mitzadid, like the Abar Benel, and like the Ralbag, that it won't be, you won't bring Egla Rufa. Now what do you do with that with Sugya? Not so shver. Maybe you could say, in the Chanami, it was only Lahar B'Subachiyah. The Aruch HaShulchan also says this. The Aruch HaShulchan has a whole simon about Ritzicha, simon Tav Chafei and Chayshim Mishpat, and Sifka Nayim Vav. He says, Misor Nafshei. He says, you need Naifu B'Sadeh. The one who also talks about Zeruchim Fishel Perlau, in his beer on the Sefer Mitzvahs of Sadi Gayin, he brings Mamish Israel, he brings the Adavid and the Machle Yehuda and the Barbanel and the Rabag. But he started off because Reb Sadi Gayin, when he brings the Mishnah, he brings it in a rhyme, he brings the mitzvah, I mean, of Egla Rufa, this is in Chela Gimel, Parashah Ches. He says, V'yarfu l'chapet d'mei neididim. And he should do Arufa to be mechaber d'mei, the blood of neididim. What's neididim? What's the lashon of neididim? Wanderers. So he says, V'chai wrote the lashon neididim to be meramis, has to be chutzleir. He put a lot of rayas this way, that way. Reb Chaim Knievsky also, he wrote a whole sefer in Egla Arufa called Nachal Eson. So there in Simen Gimel, Sifyan Aleph, he's mefalpal about this a lot. He says, Rav Mefarshim hold it has to be outside of the city. What about our sugya? So he says, interesting, he says that the chiyah from our sugya is, because he says the Beis Hamikdash wasn't called in the city. The Beis Hamikdash was not in the city of Yerushalayim. It's called outside of the city. He says, the Shita Mekavetzer says in the Bava Kama Daf HaBeis, Pebeis, I mean, and the Ridvan, the Meiriyah Ma'ikan Daf HaVav, that the Beis Hamikdash is outside of the city. That's what Taz only asked, that Azaris is not a city. In other words, it's found here, and he wanted to know who should bring the Egla Rufa, the Ir, Yerushalayim, or the Azaris. So Taz is asked, Azaris is not a city. It has to be the Ir HaKreva. But the Pshat is that the Beis Hamikdash was outside the city. The thing is, the Charetz Pashat, that if Yerushalayim would bring an Egla Rufa, that's the closest city. That's why he held his Bechol Nadarayim, that inside the city, you'd have to bring Egla Rufa. Here it's outside the city. Now he also discusses another possible reason why you wouldn't bring him. We said one reason because it says Neifel Masada, but the other reason is because the Pasuk says that V'yatsu Ziknei Eir, Mada Du Asar Mashasuvi Sechol, that is Nimedidi, you measure it. Now if it's in the city, and this is what Chaim Knievsky mentions, you can't measure anything. Even though the Gemara says in Saita that even if you see it's very clearly close to one city, you see clearly it's a few feet away from the city, and it's a few miles away from a different city. You see clearly, but there's a mitzvah to do medida. Umadu do is a mitzvah medida. But if it's in the city, it's b'chalachayik. You're not measuring. It's in the city. What are you going to measure? There you can measure. You just don't need to measure it, you know, without doing the actual measuring. But you could measure. You could say, oh, here it's 5 amos. Here it's 20,000 amos. Well, I measured it. Here it's closer. If it's in the city, there's nothing to measure. You're not measuring. It's in the city. It's not a medida b'chlal. So he brings it to Seft and say that says like this. It says, Nimsa ba'ol ha'ir lohi arvin shemitzis asik b'medida. That's the lashon of the Sefta. Now the Bavli says the opposite. It says it's nimsabalbir, then you made it. So Teretz is because the Bavli means it's close to the city, but it's not in the city. So mainly you could be made it, you just don't have to, you know the answer without the medida, but then there's a mitzvah to be made it. Mashayin that the Sefta means when it's in the city and it can't be made it. And the Sefta is telling you a chiddush. Hey yes, you can't be made it, mainly you can't be Arif altogether. But he says that the Gain is Magir the Tesefta, that if it's Nims, I feel Nims of Balabir, how you are fit. Now, as the Gain often is Magir the Tesefta, that should say like the Bavli. But the Bavli says how you made it in. And the Tesefta says how you are fit according to the Gain's Agar. So, may it be Mashra Fakert, that since it's Nims of Balabir, and you still could do a Mitzvah Medida, that's why it could be Arif. Well, that's just in the city, and you won't be able to do the Mitzvah Medida. But he says, you won't bring it. He also brings the Me'iri in our sugya, which says if it's found chutz le'ir, the Me'iri was going over this. He says, Yerushalayim, right? Yerushalayim doesn't bring an Egla Rufa because it's mashma that they really would bring an Egla Rufa. So when the Me'iri says that you would bring an Egla Rufa, he mentions it's chutz le'ir. But Reb Chaim Knievsky says he didn't mean that it has to dafke be chutz le'ir. He just meant to say, if we don't know it's le'ir de mi'iko, that's what Ikavuri was telling Zechan. Shas of the Me'iri is Mechuch or not. But Gemara Chaim Knesset's Maskana also is that Rav Mefarshim, like we see the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Adavid, and they bring the Rabag and the Barbanel, Neman, if it's in the city, you would not do Egla Arufa. What's Pshat in Gemara? So, some Mefarshim was saying, because it's only the Harbis of Bechia, the Mechus Kinnik, Chaim Knesset held, and in the Beis Hamikdash is called out of the city. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara is going into the Etzim Din of Truma Sedeshen. The Gemara brings the Pasuk, Upasha, Velavish, Gwede, Mechayim, Vahitzi, Sedeshen. You would think it's big dechayil. Kamash mula no, it's b'gadim mecherim, just like the first was a kaidish, it's also a kaidish. So why did it say b'gadim mecherim? Chusim mehem. And they bring the Tanavir b'shmal, that b'gadim shavishim k'day l'rabbi, l'imzim k'ayis l'rabbi. So there's the discussion in the Rishonim, if the din of chusim is dafka by hetzas hadashin, or even by chumas hadashin. We had this early in after days and days. There the Gemara brings down the drash of yulbish l'rabbis as a shakam, which the Gemara brings at the end of the Amin here. And Rashi and Daf Yibayzim and Bayz brings the Yesh Mefarshim, and he Shemati, he says, that you need Daf Kishchakim, because Begadim, Shebish Mekdei L'Rabbi, Leibzim Mekais L'Rabbi. He says, I don't think so, because by Tzah Sedeshen, they become dirty. Chumah Sedeshen is a drop, it's a Mali Machtam. There's no reason to change the clothing for Chumah Sedeshen. But the Rambam, in El Chesminim Safim, Perek Bayz Allah Chayud, is Mefurish, that by Chumah Sedeshen, also you need Begadim Chusim, and also the Sefer Achinuch says in the Mitzvah Kuflam and Alf Chumah Sedeshen, and the Meiri holds that way. The Kesef Mishnah brings it from the Ritva. The Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam brings it from the Ritva, but we don't have this in our Ritva. In our Ritva, we have like Rashi that he brings a Yesh Mefarshim that Rav Shkakim means that you need Shkakim, and he brings Rashi's Kasha. He doesn't say not like Rashi, but Lameisa the Ari Shainim, the Rambam Mefarish and the Sefer Achinuch that there is a din of Gadim Chusim. Even by Chumas Hadeshin. Now the Shah said, what's the Makar? Where did the Rambam get that this Din B'gadim Chusim by Chumas Hadeshin? The Maizah, the Pasuk's by Tzas Hadeshin. Where did the Rambam get to say it's by Chumas Hadeshin? So there's a discussion. The Kesef Mishnah says, from this Josh of Yilbash the Rabbis of Shkakim, he holds, like the Nishamati of Rashi in the Ridva. But the Rambam's not mashman that way. The Rambam says like this. So it's funny, he brings the pasuk uparshis begadav v'lavish v'nechayim v'heirim esedeshen. He brings the pasuk of v'lavish begadav v'nechayim. But the pasuk doesn't say very mizadeshin. The pasuk says v'haytzi mizadeshin. The pasuk says lavish akayim midei vad and michlis vad yilba shabesari v'heir mizadeshin. And then it says the pasuk does lavish akayim v'haytzi mizadeshin. And he brings the pasuk of pasuk done of lavish akayim v'heir mizadeshin. So the Radvaz and the Shainis Rambam chelakei simin yudeis, he says it's a hekish. It's a hekish arama to etzah, just like by etzah inib chusim. Who did arama the sefer chinuch? From the Ra'ah, from the Rishainim, he says similar, but he says, it's Tavayu Chatama. That's in the Pasuk's by Yitzhah Sadeshim. But you learn that, Chumah Sadeshim, Yitzhah Sadeshim. So then, I say, the Rambam wrote a Shtikalav Dafka. The Rambam wrote a Pasuk by Yitzhah Sadeshim, as if the Pasuk was by Chumah Sadeshim. But why? Because you have the Hekish, or because you learn that Misvara. So that's one Malach in the Rambam. Again, the case of Mishnah's Malach was he learns that from Yilbash, but the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, the Pasuk's God of Lavish Ben Amachayim. But the problem is that passes by Tzah Sedeshin. The Teretz is, it's a Hekish, or it's one Svara. But the Marie Kirkus says that the Rambam learns the Pasuk of Parshas Gilad of Lavish Mechaim is going back on Chumah Sedeshin. Because his Lashin is, it can't go on at Tzah Sedeshin. Tzah Sedeshin is not an Aveda. The Pasuk of Lavish Mechaim Midei Vad, the Heirim of Sedeshin, and then those begadim are Uparshas Gilad of Lavish Mechaim, Prusim. And then, and now you did Vaitzi Sedeshin. It's a funny way to learn the Pasuk. But that's the biggest Mishmais in the Rambam Bifrat. The Rambam Pirish Mishnais and Talmud Mamish says this. The Rambam Pirish Mishnais and Talmud, it's Perikei Mishnah Gimel, it's like this. Roy Lach Lachneida, Sharam Sedeshin Ube Elo Adala Kalem. Avish Lam Makasiv Alabais Kalem, Shem Lavish Akai, the Minavak Sevad, which is what Asugi talks about. Be'echanan says his tag, and Bishaki says only those two Kalem. He's going like the Maskana Sagamarak Be'echanan. It means all four kelim. So first he says that. He says, Chumah Sedeshin is with these four kelim because Yilbash is marba mitznefes v'avdeit, like the Gemara said towards the end of this summit. And then he writes like this, V'mashenemru parshis v'gadav v'lavash v'gadav mecherim, Eini ratzu loyim v'bigdei choyl, Ela p'chusu mehem v'chashivusu v'shneim v'bigdei kodesh. V'lama hayi v'gadav v'shalavash v'shas haroma sedeshin, So he says, not because it shouldn't get dirty, because so So he's talking about Trumas Hadeshen. And he also, Trumas Hadeshen is also called Bishul Bekdei or the Rabbi, not like Rashi. Nothing to do with getting dirty. It has to do with this Nana Tzavaydis Asiluk, like the Gemara calls it later. But he's mamish talking about Trumas Hadeshen, not a Sas Hadeshen. And he says, and that it says, Uparshish God of Lavish God of Chaim doesn't mean Big Dei Chayil, it means Pchusim Mehem. But they're both Big Dei Kaidish. It sounds very much like the Mary Kirkus, that Uparshish God of Chaim is going on Trumas Hadeshen itself. That means the Achrayim say this, the Svasemis, and the Siach Yitzchak, and the Evan Ozel says this on the Rambam. And I think it's already in the Mary Kirkus. And they learn the Sfasem and Siach Yitzchak say Mefurish that the Rambam holds B'chlal on the Big Dekuna by Tzah Sadeshen. He never brings it. He never brings the Din Big Dekuna by Tzah Sadeshen. So the Teretz is, there is no Din Big Dekuna by Tzah Sadeshen. Over Zai, you're going to have to say, Uparashas V'gad of Lav Shulchan Chayim is going back on Shuma Sadeshen. And V'haitzi Sadeshen is B'sanayi Din. It's a funny way to learn the Pasuk, but it seems the Rambam is learning that way. In the Niri, kind of, it says it also, because the Niri starts discussing, he himself doesn't hold the Rambam, but he brings all the Shittas, he doesn't say close the Shittas the Rambam. And he brings the Shitta that the Din Begadim Chusim is only by Tzah Sadesh and not by Chumah Sadesh. And he brings such a Shitta, and that we said was Rashi Shitta, and after the days of the days, that by Chumah Sadesh there's no Din Begadim Chusim. He brings the second shot, that there's Din Begadim Chusim by both of them, both by Tzah Sadesh and Chumah Sadesh. And the Sefer HaChinuch says that clear. That the din is said by Tzah Sadeshen, and you learn that the Trumas Hadeshen because who are din? Then he brings another shita that you need begadim chusim by Trumas Hadeshen, and you need even more chusim by Tzah Sadeshen. So where does he get that from? So I think that's the shita of the Ish Mefarshim in Rashi and Daf Yud Beis. That Yilbush L'Rabbis says Ashrakim tells you a din of begadim chusim by Trumas Hadeshen, and by Tzah Sadeshen it says even worse. It says the parshim begadim vlavish begadim acherim, there has to be even more pachis. And that's his third shita. But then he brings a fourth shita. The fourth shita is that the pasuk is talking about Trumas Hadeshen, but at Tzah Sadeshen Mechlal doesn't need Big Dei Kuna because it's not an Aveda. But still, Bala Mumin can't be Maitzi. He doesn't say it's the Rambam, but I think that's Ramish the Rambam. And Kama Achreinim say that's Pshat in the Rambam, not like the Radvaz and the Sefer Achinuch that learns that Trumas Hadeshen with Tzah Sadeshen Vakert. Tzah Sadeshen doesn't need Big Dei Kuna. The Parshish God of Rosh Mechaim is going back on Trumas Hadeshen. So Ibizai, come there, say three shitas then about a Tzah Sadeshen. I mean, Taisus says, Klar, that Taisus on the Dibra Maskel, Yesh Avayda Shekshari Bebeis Kalim, that he learns that there's a din big de kuna, even according to Rebbe Lezer. Right? We have a Machloikish Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim, if a Tzah Sadeshen is good by Bali Mumin. The Tanakhama holds that this you can't have Bali Mumin. And the Chacham hold, Rav Lezer says that you can have Bali Mumin. That's who learns that from Achayim. Achayim is not going on the Begodim, Achayim is going on the Kahanim, that the Kahanim that are Achayim, that the Bali Mumin could do what Tzah Sadeshen. And Taisha says, Klar, but both Tanakhama and Rav Lezer hold, you need Dalet Kalim. You need Big Dekuna. It's just that Bali Mumin, it's not an Avaida, but you still need Big Dekuna. And according to Tanakhama, you can't have Bali Mumin. According to Tanakhama, you can't have Bali Mumin. But they both, Maskim is not an Aveda, but they both hold you need Big Dei Kuna. As I say in Taisus and the Taisus Shanim, the Taisus Rosh, and the Ritva, and the Meiri also hold that way. But the Ritva brings the Rav HaChassid, which I think it means Rabbeinu Yaina, that says like this, the Tanakhama that holds you can't have Bali Mumin, who would then you need Big Dei Kuna. But Rabbi Lezer that says that Bali Mumin Akashu, he holds you don't need Big Dei Kuna. It's who a din v'uatam. If Rabbi Lezer says even Bali Mumin could do it, so Akashu, you don't need a din kayin. A kayin can't work if it's a Bali Mumin, so you don't need Big Dei Kuna. I mean, you need a kayin, maybe you need a kayin, maybe a zar wouldn't work. But Akashu, you wouldn't need Big Dei Kuna. Why would Big Dei Kuna, someone who's not wearing Big Dei Kuna, be worse than a Bali Mumin? The Ramban Al Tayr says this, Klar. The Ramban Al Tayr says, Yeshmer v'sem yusham v'sechlis yuma aymer. Now, where does it say that? Agamar and Yuma says that big day that God of Mecherim means big day kuna. The Teretz is learning Rabbi Lezer that way. Tanakhama says Vlavish God of Mecherim means big day kuna, but just pusim mehem. Rabbi Lezer says no. Achayim v'haitzi liman al kana ba'amum shikshem like zedeshin. Achayim means big day chayil. The Malbim is that way. The Malbim says the Shver Drasha. Achayim is not going on the begadim. V'lavish begadim, and then achayim v'haitzi. It's a mother drasha. Now the drasha is like this: Belavish ben Rechaim means big day chayil. Mikan the Balei Mumin work. He brings the Yerushalmi. The Malam brings the Yerushalmi that according to Blas even the Zohar is kasher. So Kuptei says I. Rashi and Taisus and other Rishonim hold that even our Blas holds you need big day kuna for tzara sedeshin. And the Machlokes says Balei Mumin na yedin a chayim v'haitzi l'nef Balei Mumin. But everyone holds you need big day kuna for tzara sedeshin. The Rabbeinu Yain and the Ramban hold that's good for the Machlokes. Tanakam medarshes a chayim meaning big day kaidish, just pusin him. But Rabbi Lezer Darsh is a chayim bali mumin, meaning big day chayil. And you don't need big day kuna. But the Rambam, like we're saying, the Seich Yitzchak and the Sfasem say this with the Klargite, and we brought the Merikurkis and the Meiri and Mashman that way. The Rambam holds no, the whole din of Parshus Davish Ladabim Achayim is going on Chumas Adashin. Hatsas Adashin, even the Tanakam holds you don't need big day kuna. It's not an Aveda. Now there's a din. That Balei Mumin, you can't have Balei Mumin, you need a Kayin, you can't have a Mumin according to Tanakama. The Blaz is married by Balei Mumin also. But the Pshat is like this, according to the Tanakama, the whole din of Uparshav, Zalav, Shvenim, and Chayim is going back on Chumas Hadeshim, telling you there you need Begadim Chusim. Rabbi Blaz is saying, Achayim Vahaytzi, the Achayim is going on Etzah Hadeshim, to tell you that Balei Mumin is good for Etzah Hadeshim. But even the Tanakama holds you don't need Big Dekuna for Etzah Hadeshim. It's not an Aveda. So come there's three Shitas. The Rambam holds, both Tanam hold, you don't need Big Dekuna. The Rashi and Taiz holds, according to both Tanam, you do need Big Dekuna. And the Ramban, Alatera, and the Rebbeinu Yaino hold, is telling the Mechalikas and the Kamina Blaza. This is all very good, but Maisa, the Lukute Alokas and the Chavetz Chaim and the Menchas Kinuch, they both name on that according to Rambam, you do need Big Dekuna. And the truth is, the Kesef Mishnah and the Mishnah Lamelech name on that way. They discussed by Arichas, the Rambam, Mishnah Lamelech, a little more Arichas, where the Ram got the din of Gadim Chusim for Chumas Hadashim. But they clearly learn that there is a din big Dekuna for Yitzhah Hadashim. They're advanced also. So I'm saying a pshat like the Miri Kurkis, like Kama Achreinim, but there are Mepharshim and the Ramam that learn that the Ramam's masculine by Yitzhah Hadashim does need big Dekuna. He doesn't say clearly one way or the other. But I'm saying he learns the din of a Pasha of a Lavash by Chumas Hadashim. That Lechair indicates that by Hitzah Sedeshin, there's no dim big dekuna. But it's a shayla in the Mefarshim of the Rambam.